Have you ever considered the power of what you think and how it affects who you are? We'll talk about that today, so thanks for joining us for Walking Worthy in the Workplace and in Life. I'm Mary Lohman, and you are?
Lisa Bishop in the house. Good to see you.
Here with me today. And you know, Lisa, there's probably no more important discussion than the one we're going to have today on where is your mind? What do you set your mind on? Isn't that true?
I think it's 100% true. And, you know, we look to God's word. And a familiar verse, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
Yes.
And so the Lord says our mind is really important. And it's always struck me as interesting that he didn't say be renewed by, your heart, transforming your heart. He said your mind. And so, you know, I'd even say that our mind, what we think or what we believe, informs how we feel and our emotions, which impact our behaviors and then our outcomes. So it's really important to get at, you know, our mindset, because what we believe impacts, you know, where our lives will follow.
Absolutely. It was years ago that God began to teach me, and I think it first came through the verse that says we are to bring into captivity every thought and make it obey Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, whoa, I never thought about my thoughts before.
Yeah.
I never thought about the fact that what I think is who I am in great sense.
Mm-hmm.
And I began to take that seriously. I began to pray about it. And then Philippians 4:8, think about things that are true, noble, just, things that are pure, lovely, whatever is a good report. That was always so important because I'm always thinking about bad reports.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd stop and say, wait a minute, Mary, you're not supposed to think about the bad report. Think about the good report. And it became one of the most transformational changes in my life.
Yeah. And even that verse, set your mind on.
Mm-hmm.
So just even by nature of what that verse says, there's an inherent level of intentionality.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that oftentimes we and myself, I let my thoughts capture me rather than holding my thoughts captive to Christ.
Mm-hmm.
So one's passive, one's active.
Mm-hmm.
And so we really have to be aware of, you know, what are the thoughts, the beliefs about myself, about God, about other people, about circumstances, that when I measure them up against the character of God, the nature of God, the truth of God and his word, they're not in alignment.
Right.
And then this idea of holding them captive, I mean, think of captive means take them prisoner.
Yes.
Lock them up.
Yes.
Don't let them out. And, you know, and it takes time. It's not like, oh, I just notice I have this thought and all of a sudden it's going to be gone. I mean, God can do that. But it takes intentionality, mm-hmm. it takes effort, and it takes awareness of noticing what are my thoughts? Because where my thoughts go, my life will follow. And it impacts everything.
It impacts everything, including your relationships with other people, how you come off to other people. It really does take intentionalities. And as God began to teach me this, as I said many years ago, and I still am learning it, believe
mm-hmm.
me, I really had to be conscious of my thoughts. And when I was getting upset, frustrated, mm-hmm. angry, feeling depressed, going into self-pity, any of those things, I learned to say, wait a minute, your problem is what you're thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, stop it. And then replace that wrong thought with good thoughts. And
right.
that's really important. You can't just stop thinking about something. You have to replace it. And of course, that's where the Word of God comes in. That's where good music comes in. That's where being thankful and joyful comes in, as you learn to replace wrong thinking with right thinking.
Yeah, and it, as you said, it all goes back to self-awareness. And I think sometimes what we might be prone to is we try to change the behavior, and then it becomes behavior modification
mm-hmm.
rather than heart transformation,
which
comes from the mind and renewing
right.
our mind. What am I thinking about? What am I dwelling on? You know, Psalm 1 said, blessed is she who meditates on the word of God, for she will be like a tree planted by streams of living water that will bear fruit in due season. So when we meditate on what is true, we bear fruit. You know, it's interesting. I was reading a book not too long ago, and one of the things that they said that really stuck out to me is, instead of asking yourself how you feel today, what if instead you asked yourself, what do I believe today?
I like that.
Isn't that good?
Yeah.
It's like, ooh, that's so good. Because, you know, and feelings are awesome. God created feelings and emotions. And so look at the Psalms. There's every range of emotion there.
Right.
But I also think, that we can let our emotions hijack us. And we're so prone to focus on emotion and feeling rather than going back to not what do I feel, but what do I believe? Because what I feel is an indication that I might be believing something that is not in alignment with what is true.
There you go. I like that.
So if it's like, if I'm feeling anger, if I'm feeling frustration, impatience, it's like, okay, stop long enough to think, okay, what is the belief that's attached to this feeling? Mm-hmm. And start there. And we'll have a lot greater opportunity to actually be transformed.
Absolutely. And it all goes back to spending time, significant time in the Word of God, so that you have the truth to say, wait a minute, the Word of God says this. And if you know the Word of God, then you have that power to replace it. And the Holy Spirit will bring passages to your mind all the time when you've read them and read them.
Yeah.
Paul wrote to the Colossians, set your mind on things above, not on earthly things.
Mm-hmm.
And that doesn't mean we're always thinking about heaven and angels and no. It just means set your minds on what's eternally important.
Yeah.
Instead of getting lost in the stuff down here that really doesn't matter.
Yeah, and I think it also means set is align my thoughts with what are true. And the other thing that I think about when it relates to our thought life is, you know, if I walk in a room and I think Mary doesn't like me, I am going to behave in a way that is in alignment with my thoughts. So I might shrink back, I might be quiet, et cetera. But if I walk into a room and I believe that you love me, my whole disposition is going to be different. So just even think about that. And the other thing is that our thoughts are kind of like a radar. So whatever I believe, I will have kind of this radar to look for evidence that it's true. So if I believe I am unworthy, if I believe I'm a failure, if I believe I'm unlovable, my brain literally will tune to the radar of unlovable, et cetera, and I will look for more evidence to back it up, and I'll just go deeper and deeper and deeper. So that's why it's so important to tune our radar to what is true.
I like that. That's really important. And the way you do that is by filling your mind with what is truth, right? And you have to do that every day, Lisa. I mean, you can't just, you know, read a verse a day and run off and think it's going to work, can you? You've really got to be serious about the Word of God. But here's the good news. When you get into the Word of God and you're in it regularly, it's going to refresh you and do things for you. It's the best thing you can do for yourself.
Yep.
The best.
It is.
So it's not like you have a duty that you have to do this. It's like you have the privilege. We have the written Word of God, and it's so, so important. And when we fill our minds with that regularly, God uses it to change us, to help us. Paul wrote to the Corinthians, we have the mind of Christ. That is
mind-blowing.
That's a mind-blowing thought. What do you think he meant by that?
Well, I think what it points to for me is that we already have the mind of Christ. We have to practice living into what is already true. Like if I have the mind of Christ, that means I have this ability to think God's thoughts, to think God's thoughts after him. And then we also know, you know, the flesh is always at war with the spirit. So, you know, we live in this fleshly body. So we're always, you know, on this side of heaven striving to take hold of that which is already ours.
Right.
So, you know, if I meditate on that truth, I have the mind of Christ. It's about really accessing what I already have and then saying, okay, the mind of Christ, what would the mind of Christ see in this situation? What would the mind of Christ believe in this situation? And that's why it's so important, as you're saying, that we actually know what the mind of Christ sounds like, or, you know, what what God would say so right. that I can, again, align my thoughts. And, you know, there's been a lot of books lately in the last handful of years on mindset and neuroplasticity and a lot of neuroscience that literally says, and, you know, it's just backing up what God already did, yeah,
exactly
right? So
right.
I love it, you know. Yeah. It literally says, if I think on a thought long enough that in my brain, this is trippy to me, in my brain, that thought literally, if I think on it numerous times, will become a groove in my brain, mm-hmm. almost as if I'm driving down the road and if you ever, your tire ever caught the curb and you're like, meh, you get like cranked to the right side, that there's this groove in my brain that now my automatic response will be to believe and to think on that thought. And so we have to take a lot of effort to retrain our brains and create what's called new neural pathways so that, you know, my automatic response is to what's true, what's lovely, mm-hmm. what's pure, what's holy, what's noble, and not to literally getting my mind in a rut. Again, it takes time. It yeah. takes effort. It takes prayer. Ask Jesus for help. Ask Holy Spirit. You know, ask the Lord. You know, he says, my thoughts are higher than your thoughts. Lord, align my thoughts with your thoughts mm-hmm. because I have the mind of Christ. Help me to live into what is already true about me.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we know that when we're born again, the Spirit of Christ comes to indwell our bodies. I don't understand it, but mm-hmm. I believe it.
Right.
And we have the Holy Spirit indwelling our body. So that's how we have the mind of Christ. We got His Spirit. And therefore, I cannot think your thoughts because I don't have your Spirit, mm-hmm. right? I might know you really well and try to figure out what you're thinking, but I don't know what you're thinking. But if I have your Spirit in me,
yeah.
I could think your thoughts. Mm-hmm. So I have the Spirit of Jesus Christ in me, that gives me the power to think like He thinks. But I still have this old Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is the battle that you described of how I choose, where I choose to go
right.
with this power. And if we can just learn, wait a minute, I'm born from above. I have the Holy Spirit. I have the mind of Christ. I can think the way He thinks if I will
mm-hmm.
allow the Spirit. And I do that through knowing the Word of God. We just go around in this circle, don't we? It goes back
it
to...
All goes, well, it goes back to Jesus.
It goes back to
and
Jesus.
And I love the fact that you use the word choose, because I remember listening to a podcast several years ago, and the guy who was on it said, if you don't like the thought you're having, choose a new one.
Pretty simple, really.
It seems simple, right? But it's that idea of choice. Mm-hmm. So if this thought and this belief is not leading me to, you know, Jesus says, I've come that they may have life and have it to the fullest, and a lot has to do with our beliefs mm-hmm. and that, you know, what we think on and dwell on. So, if you don't like that thought about yourself, if you don't like that thought about another person or your circumstances, pick a new one. So it's, you know, rather than I am unloved, I'm going to pick I am so loved by you, God. That's awesome. And literally, actually, as I just said that, your brain just starts firing mm-hmm. and you know, gravitates towards this positivity, which I will say, too, that, you know, what we're talking about is more than all that stuff out there, like mm-hmm. self-help, all mm-hmm. that, you know, jibber-jabber. This is really rooted in the Word of God, and that's why it's transformational.
Absolutely. And what they're discovering now, as you were describing, that our thoughts change our brain. Jesus, I mean, the Bible told us this.
Yes.
I mean, they're just catching up. they could have figured this out a long time ago. But we have the mind of Christ. We have power. If we change our thought life and we bring every thought into captivity and make it obey Christ, if we learn to do that every day. You know, I wrote a book on this, I don't know, 20 years ago.
Mm, you were ahead of the curve, Mary.
But I'm still learning it.
Yeah.
Lisa. You know. I wrote it because it was transformational, but it's not like you got it down one day. It's every day.
Mm-hmm.
Today, Lord, give me your thoughts. Help me to keep my thoughts conformed to what you've said I should think. And then I'm set free to be who you've created me to be and do what you want me to do. It's
Amen.
Really the pathway to joy.
So good.
Yeah, it is good. We have everything we need to live godly lives. That's what the Bible says.
We do.
Everything we need.
It's like, do I remember that? Do I access it? And do I spend time at the feet of Jesus in the power of his presence? Yeah. Or am I so easily distracted? So, you know, if you're listening to this and busyness has gotten in the way, like carve out time to be with the Lord, because that's where real transformation happens, and it's worth the time invested.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know why we are so easily deceived to think that we don't have time to spend with God. The God of the universe says, come, spend time with me. I love you. Talk mm-hmm. to me. Listen to me. And we are like, oh, well, I'm busy.
Yeah.
How crazy is that?
I do it. I've done it.
I do it too. Well, our encouragement today is learn to bring every thought into captivity. Learn to use the power that you have through the Spirit of Christ indwelling you if you're born again, and enjoy the freedom that comes when your mind is set on heavenly things.
Amen to that. Love it.
Thank you so much, Lisa, for joining me today. This is Mary Lohman and Lisa Bishop saying so long today for walking worthy in the workplace and in life.